Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you.
The Wisconsin governor likes to tell voters this is the strongest Republican field in decades, but he also likes to draw a distinction about those in that field.
There are fighters and there are winners largely in this race.
Walker inevitably goes on to describe himself as the one candidate who's both a conservative fighter and a winner who's gotten that agenda passed in Wisconsin. But as he campaigned in New Hampshire last week, Walker seemed bent on showcasing his fighting side, like in this moment at a town hall meeting in Barrington.
I want you to know when the chips are down, I'm not intimidated. I may be a Midwestern guy that talks softly, but I am not intimidated.
It's no secret Walker's been trying to talk louder these days. Even backers like Jim Massara of Hancock say Walker can come off as too muted in a field that includes the likes of Donald Trump. As an example, Massara pointed toward the recent Fox News debate.
He's pretty low-key, and of course Trump is completely different, so the two have tremendously different personalities, you know. I mean, it's the New York style, in-your-face, as opposed to Wisconsin, where things are quieter and slower, and he seemed to be a little too much low-key and didn't stand out as much as perhaps he probably should have, you know.
Hence Walker's effort on this trip to, quote, turn up the energy on his campaign. One of the ways he did this was to repeatedly point out what he called the growing anger among voters.
People are angry with Washington. There's just no doubt about it. I see it all across America. Heck, I'm angry with Washington. I'm not just angry with the president and with the Democrats. I'm upset with a lot of the leaders of my own party. Well, it's August. And our party, my party, has controlled both chambers of the United States Congress, and I still don't see a bill on the president's desk to repeal Obamacare. Now, sure,
he was trying to turn that focus as a purely anti-government focus to anti-Washington.
UNH political scientist Andy Smith says Walker is looking to court voters who have turned toward candidates who haven't held elective office, including Trump, Carly Fiorina, and Ben Carson, but in a way that can work for a candidate who's continuously held public office for more than 20 years.
Governors that can point to success stories in their states and say that they did this in spite of Washington helps them kind of tap into that anti-Washington sentiment.
Which is exactly the rhetorical point Walker made as he addressed the audience at Politics and Eggs at St. Anselm College.
I feel your pain. I'm just as frustrated. But I think in the end, if you want to do more than just be angry about it, if you just want to do more than just talk about how frustrated you are with Washington, I think most of you here and most other people across the state and across this country want to do something about it.
Whether Walker wins will, of course, be up to voters. How he talks about his message with those voters, though, will be up to him. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.